word will give you wisdom for tomorrow. Today, His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. First thing, I want to say thank you for writing to us. It's such a joy to hear from you. Many have written and received their little prayer journals, and you can receive one too. I'll tell you how in just a moment. But wow, thank God for all our listeners and for those who have been writing to us, and even a few who have been supporting this ministry a little bit. I'll tell you, it's a blessing to us and an encouragement to us, and I just thank God for it, and I thank God for you, and pray that God would bless you richly. God would just be such a blessing to you today in this program and in your life as well, that you will understand and know what it is to live the abundant life in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if you'd like to receive your prayer journal, you just write to us. That's all. We don't charge for them. They are free. We just want to hear from you. There's a number of ways you can contact us. We've made it easy. You can write to us the old-fashioned way, they call it snail mail. Write to us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290, Box 40, in Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Let me give that to you one more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290, Josie Bailey Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, you can also contact us through the website at bigcypress.us or at considerhisword.org. Now, if you prefer, you can just email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Now, what we need from you is simply an address. We would love to know where you're hearing this program today. This program goes to many cities across the United States, and we just want to know where you're hearing us and what stations. I want you to pray about expanding this ministry. We've received a few offers, and just pray about that we can expand this ministry to other cities as well. Now let's get to the scripture and consider God's word today. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, we're continuing this series from some previous broadcasts. And by the way, you can hear those programs at the website, again, considerhisword.org. Click on radio programs and you can hear all of these, every program in this series, so you don't miss anything. And so we're in Hebrews chapter 4, beginning in verse 12, reading about the Word of God. And there's something especially that I want to address today and consider about what God is saying in this passage of Scripture. Let me read it first. Hebrews 4, verse 12 says, "For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Today I want us to consider this, that the Word of God is powerful. We talked last week about how that the Word of God is living and how that the Word of God was written under God's authority and God's supervision, and it is the Word of God. And you can believe that, and you can trust that, that God gave us His Word, and He gave us what He wants us to know, and He encouraged us about how to live for Him and how to serve Him. But I want us to think about this today, that the Word of God is powerful, and it is. The word powerful here, it gives us our word for energy. Word of God energizes us, and it has energy. It is powerful. You know, when we study about power in science, and for a number of years, believe it or not, I was a science teacher. And when we studied about power, we defined it as the ability to do work. And certainly the Bible has power to do that. The Bible has the ability to work in your heart and ability to work in your life. And the Word of God is powerful. And it works in us. The Word of God has power to convict people under the guiding of the Spirit of God. It can convict you of sin. It can convict you about your own salvation and your need for a Savior. The Bible says that the Word of God will give us faith and will grow our faith as we hear it and as we trust God. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So the Word of God has power to convict you and to convict me. The Word of God also has power to comfort. It's amazing when I go into a situation, perhaps in a funeral or someone is struggling, and I can take the Word of God and begin to read the Word of God and what comfort it brings to people's hearts, particularly when we read the passage of Scripture in the book of Psalms under King David, who penned those words. But it's not just the Psalms. We read other verses of Scripture, things that Jesus said, like in John chapter 14 and other places, how the Word of God has power to bring comfort to a troubled heart. And if you're struggling today, I would encourage you to get in the Word of God. Read some of those Psalms. Psalm 23, Psalm 90, and other Psalms, and spend some time in them and meditate on them. Think about them. Let God work these words in your heart and in your mind and be comforted by the Word of God. It's an interesting thing, too, that the Word of God has power to control our lives. Now, I don't mean in the sense of a slave master, but as we read the Word of God and we understand the Word of God, you realize that it begins to control how you think about things. Let me illustrate it this way. Let's imagine that somehow you came into a pile of money. Let's say it was millions of dollars. You weren't expecting it. Somehow it just came to you. And boy, you're excited. So how do you respond to that? You say, boy, I was lucky. A lot of people would say that. Or would you say, praise God, look how He blessed me and how I can bless someone else. You see, when we take the Word of God and we begin to hide it in our heart, we begin to change how we think. The Bible says that we ought to give God glory for everything and see how God works in our life. And it's not a matter of fate, and it's not a matter of karma. I'm surprised at how many Christians talk about karma. It's a matter of God's work in your life, God's will in your life, God's working in your life, God blessing you. And so do you give God the glory for the things that He has done for you, or do you look at other sources? You see, the Word of God can control our mind and control our heart about how we see the world and about how we respond to God's blessing. The Word of God not only convicts us and comforts us and can control our thinking, but it also causes us to grow. It's through the Word of God. Paul said to desire the sincere milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby. And we can grow in the Word of God. Now, I mean grow in the sense of maturing in the Word of God. I think it's sad that in the American church today, how many people will go to church and go to church, and they may have been brought up to the church, and yet they are spiritual babies because they have not learned the Word of God themselves. They have not spent time in the Word of God. They have not feasted on the bread of the Word of God, that they can grow. Now, He said to start with milk. Those are the easy things. And then we kind of graduate to harder and harder and harder things, and you begin to understand some of the very difficult and some of the very deep things of God as you grow in His Word. It so grieves me sometimes when I see people who I know have grown up in church, and yet their Christianity and their relationship with God is so shallow because they have not grown in the Word of God. You must be in the Word of God if you're going to grow in the Word of God. Just going to church, now that's important. And sitting under the preaching of the Word of God, that's important. But you must get into the Word of God yourself and read what it says for yourself and let God speak His Word right into your heart. The Word of God is powerful. The Bible says it cuts like a two-edged sword. It's very efficient. A two-edged sword can cut both ways, and it cuts very deep into your heart. Acts 7, remember when Peter was preaching, the Bible says when they heard these things, it's in Acts chapter 2, when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart. The Word of God can do that, can cut right to your heart. It pierces to the inward parts, not just to the brain. You know, it's one thing to know the Word of God intellectually, and that's important that we know the Word of God, but you see, it's also got to be in your heart. And that's when it becomes part of you, and it begins to change your life and begins to change your thinking and change how you live for God. The Word of God discriminates between the spirit and the soul. You know, we are body, soul, and spirit. And the Word of God can separate, especially the body and the soul and the spirit. The soul speaks of our relationship with God. Our soul is eternal. It'll either spend eternity in heaven or spend eternity in hell. But we also have a spirit, and that deals with our relationship with the world and how we relate to the world. The Word of God cuts deep down to the bones and the marrow. Not till you begin to read the Word of God and understand the Word of God, you're going to begin to see changes in your life. The Word of God is powerful. It has power to change you. There was a lady I knew in one of our ministries that had a difficult time reading. We encouraged her to read the Word of God, and when she got a Bible that she could understand and began to read, what a change that we saw in her life. How she was before was so grumpy and just mean, would say rude things to people. Now she claimed to be a Christian, but oh, when she got into the Word of God, how she learned to praise the Lord and how to live for the Lord and how to walk with the Lord. Well, it's so important that you see the power of the Word of God working in your life. Now it begins with this. The Word of God has power to save your soul. Now, it's not in the reading of the Word of God that you find salvation, but you see, it's the work of Christ on Calvary. And the Bible will tell us all about that and tell you all about that, how you can know the Lord and how you can walk with the Lord and how you can glorify the Lord. The Word of God is powerful. And I encourage you to open the Word of God and read it and study it and see God work in your life. God bless you.
His Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His Word will give you hope so you can face another day. His Word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His Word will give you joy. His Word will grow your faith. Consider His Word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His Word.
Consider His Word.